long freeze back. The floater from 5 mils. Tapped up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in my head. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good evening to you, and welcome to LSD Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. Game 2 of the Ohio Valley Conference schedule for the Moorhead State Eagles, and it finds them at home to square off with the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Drew Barnett. Winners of 8 of their last 9, the Eagles will try to improve to 2-0 in conference play as they take on a Tech squad that's been slumping in recent weeks, but it is a dangerous offensive team. The Golden Eagles feature 4 double-digit scores. We'll return to talk with Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as we continue things here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Moorhead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Welcome back. Moorhead State at home for OVC action, taking on Tennessee Tech. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, you guys came off a win at Southeast Missouri, played very well. You had to survive without one of your top players, Khalil Thomas, who had a concussion, couldn't play, got into some foul trouble, had to survive that. But the good news is you came away with a victory.
Yeah, without question. And, you know, obviously conference games mean a lot, especially those ones on the road, and being able to do it, you know, shorthanded and withstand, you know, the best shot from SEMO, and always a team that's, you know, seems to be a tough matchup. You know, we talked about that in the pregame last week, but really proud of our guys, you know, especially our young guys. You know, you talk about Jerome Morton and George Marshall and Eddie Ricks, those guys stepping up and just playing a ton of minutes, and the foul trouble to our two big guys. You know, Riley had to play play out of position. We had to play a little bit of small ball there. But so even with all that, you know, our offensive efficiency was really good. And obviously, you know, Riley getting the ball is always a good play, no matter where he gets that. And we'll take 34 points from him every night if we can get it. But really proud of our guys and their discipline that they showed throughout that game.
Well, how about Riley Minix? Here's a guy who's second in the conference in scoring at over 18 points a game. He's right at the top in rebounding with over 9. He had 34 points the other day, and he's been solid game in and game out.
Yeah, you know, he's a special player, and, you know, he's still just continuing to get better and better and better and, you know, figure out his spots. And, you know, the thing I challenge him with is I tell him every you know, game when we break the huddle, your smartest player out there. Not only is he skilled, does he have size, is he strong, can he do all those things, but, you know, he's extremely intelligent. And so, you know, finding ways to gain advantages for himself and for his team and stay out of trouble and things like that, whether it's on defensive side of the ball or turning it over. But he's a special player, man. He's a guy that you really have to spend a lot of time preparing for and give a lot of attention when you're out there. But he can beat you in a lot of ways, and, you know, really glad he's on our team.
One thing I really like about what I've seen from your team this year, game in and game out, is poise.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, it's something I've been really pleased with our guys. They don't get rattled, they don't get too high, and they don't get too low. They kind of stay in the moment and stay focused and don't allow, you know, different swings in the game to break their focus. And that's really important, especially in our league, just with the way that, you know, teams are putting up points in a hurry and they can do it, and, you know, and runs are going to happen. But I think a lot of that's got to do with the experience that we have, you know, guys who've been here and just older guys in general, and really buying in and trusting and, you know, really pointing to a couple guys. You know, you mentioned Khalil, you mentioned Riley, but, you know, Andrew Thelwell as well. And then J2's really done a great job, Lathan. And so all of those older guys just really staying poised has been contagious amongst our group, and is going to be something that we need night in and night out.
Tech tonight, a team that shoots the basketball very well. They can score some points. Always a tough matchup.
Yeah, always a tough matchup. You know, John does a great job. It's a really different team than what he's had. You know, he's had some dynamic, tough, shifty guards each and every year, and so he doesn't really have that much that piece going as much. But man, he's got a lot of versatility, big guards anywhere from, you know, 6'4 to 6'7, guys who can post, guys who can shoot it. They got great size, they got great length and versatility, and so they're going to offer up some problems for us here tonight.
That's Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IJ in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family USDA boneless skinless chicken breast is only $2.49 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just $1, and vine ripe tomatoes are only $1.99 a pound. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IJ in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability, and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, Moorhead State, with OVC action tonight against Tennessee Tech. MSU at 10-4 on the season, 1-0 in the OVC after winning at Southeast Missouri 83-64 on Sunday. As for John Pelfrey's Tennessee Tech Ball Club, 5-10, the overall record, 0-2 in the OVC. They lost three straight. That includes a defeat at home against UT Martin Saturday, 81-73. Pelfrey in year five at Tennessee Tech, a record of 46-91. He's 2-7 versus MSU. Preston Spradlin, fourth all-time in victories at Morehead State, in his seventh season on the Eagle bench at 124-104. That's his record. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Tennessee Tech, like Morehead State, three guards and two forwards. The first guard is Javis Harvey, a 6'5 senior from Durham, North Carolina, a transfer from Highlands College. He also played at James Madison, averaging over 16 points a game, number six in scoring in the OVC, also five rebounds and three assists per contest. The second guard, a West Virginia transfer, Josiah Davis, 6'3 sophomore from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, averaging 10.5 points and over four rebounds. And the third guard, a transfer from Marshall, David Early, 6'4 junior from Logan, West Virginia, averaging 14.3 points, 2.5 rebounds. At one forward slot, Rodney Johnson, a 6'5 junior from Bryan, Texas, averaging over 12 points and 6 rebounds. And the other forward, a transfer from Little Rock, Daniel Egbunaway, who's averaging 7.7 points, 6.1 rebounds, and over 2 blocks per ball game. He's a 6'7 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. For Morehead State, Khalil Thomas returns to the lineup after missing the SEMO game because he was in concussion protocol. Morehead State will open with three guards and two forwards as noticed. The point guard will be Drew Thelwell, a 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging just about 11 points, 3 rebounds, and an OVC best 6.1 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Latham, he's been red hot. Last 8 ball games, he's been averaging 21 points per contest. 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 14.7 points, 6.6 rebounds. Khalil Thomas, the third guard, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging almost 12 points over 4 rebounds. And the forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, second in the OVC in scoring at 18.3 points per ball game, third in rebounding with 9 per contest. As for Miles, the Xavier transfer, is 7 feet even, 240 pounds, a graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and over 6 rebounds per game. And the officials for this contest, as assigned by the OVC, Barry Mathis, Brian Washer, and Grant Tyler. The series between these two teams began in 1950. Morehead State leads it 93-68. They won 9 of the last 11 in the series. They split last year with the Golden Eagles of Tech, losing at Tech 79-62, then avenging that loss with a win at Johnson Arena later on, 64-45. Morehead State has won 9 in a row at home against TTU. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. We'll come back to talk some more about this contest here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Glad you could join us. Morehead State taking on Tennessee Tech. Earlier tonight, the women's game, Tech won that one 79-56. Drew Barnett, let's talk about this game. This is a Tech team that's beaten up. They've got some injuries. They're short on their bench right now. Not playing particularly well, but this is also a Tech team that shoots 46% from the field. They've got some guys who can score, and that makes them dangerous.
Yeah, they do have some guys that can score. That's one of their biggest assets. But as you said, not a very deep bench. Really struggling this year with just two Division I wins. You know, they did get North Alabama in a close game and then won at Presby. Presby, a pretty good team, going down there and winning that one in overtime. So while they've struggled, they have shown signs of being able to be competitive. And Morehead at home, probably the better team, but you don't want to overlook them. It seems like every year we drop a conference game early on the year at home that we always feel like we should win.
Yeah, this is a Tech team that Morehead State, as you talked about, should be favored to win against. However, it's also a Tech team that can turn games into what I call like a rat game, an open floor, free-for-all type situation, because they like to run up and down the floor and shoot it as quickly as they can.
Yeah.
One thing that they don't do particularly well is play defense. They get a little disinterested the longer the shot clock runs.
Right. Their adjusted defensive efficiency, if you're ready for this, it's 337 out of 363. So among the 30 worst in the nation. Not a good defensive team at all.
No, not really. They're on the floor right now. Tech is dressed out in their gold uniforms tonight with the purple numbers and purple letters, a bit of white and purple trim on the uniforms. Morehead State with the traditional white home uniforms, royal blue numbers, royal blue letters, and also some royal and gold trim.
Yeah.
And this is a Morehead State team that, to be honest with you, I really like. It's a very veteran team. A lot of graduate students, a lot of senior players. The Eagles don't get rattled easily. They play with a great deal of poise in pressure situations, and it's a team that I've enjoyed calling games for here this season quite a bit.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, and I think that you've seen that age and experience on the road and how well they've played away from here, even early on in the year.
MSU traveling right to left on your radio dial. Tech wins the tip early in the front side at the logo, pitches it back to Davis. Davis holding on Fellwell. Morehead opens man-to-man. Egbunawe out front. One bounce to his right, throws it off the leg of Riley Minix. The ball out of bounds. It's a kick, and it will be just outside the right hash for an inbound for Tennessee Tech. Davis will put the ball in.
19 on the shot clock. I guess they're just calling it out of bounds. They did not reset it to 20.
Harvey has it after the inbound. Working high left. Jump feet high right early. Driving on Lathan to the paint. Got to the baseline left. Partially tipped and broken up by Lathan on the block. Fellwell with it. Coming the other way. He'll speed it down the floor. Got to the goal. Scoops and scores.
And that was just a wide open transition basket. We mentioned they struggled defensively. No defense whatsoever on that drive.
2-0 Morehead State. Tech against the Morehead man-to-man. Harvey comes out for it. Got it from Davis to the right hash. Coming back for it early. Cross court high left. Davis on Fellwell. He'll drive the left arc. Now cut off. Tries to cut in. Angles to the paint. Takes it baseline right. The one-hander off the glass and in. Deontay Miles was coming over to try to help defensively, but just a little bit late.
Yeah, I couldn't get over there. And a good job angling in to get possession on the low post to get the bank shot. 2-2.
2-2 the score. Fellwell works it wide left. Pitches it to the far side, and Lathan up top. Fellwell toward the right elbow. Minix takes some contact. Down the right wing in the arc. Fellwell. He'll curl out front, take it left to the lane. Down to the block. 9 to shoot. Spins it back out to Thomas. Thomas cutting left, cutting right. He got to the goal, goes to the baseline, took a hip check. Goes out of bounds. We got a foul on Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
This one will belong to Josiah Davis.
Yeah, Khalil was a little bit out of control there, kind of getting bailed out by the foul. A fresh 20 for Morehead.
Which I think helps.
Yes.
Minix will inbound, baseline right, almost under the goal. Pitches it top of the key, open Fellwell, won't shoot it though. Bounce left block, got it to Minix, lost it off his foot, skips it left side. Thomas back out to Fellwell, far side Thomas for three, and rattle and go.
He was way out there.
That was a long one.
Yeah.
5-2, Morehead State. So Thomas makes his presence felt early in the game after missing the SEMO game, as we talked about, because of concussion protocol. Davis, bounce left arc. To Harvey, up top to Johnson, around the right. Davis driving on Minix, baseline right, scoops, misses, rebound in the paint. Miles spins it off to Fellwell quickly. Drew runs it to the offensive end, stops up top, looks to the right side, Thomas. Thomas, dogged by Egbunawe. Up top, Lathan, far side, Fellwell, fakes the shot, won't take it, tries to angle in with 15 to shoot. Left of the lane, Minix. Minix tries to back his man down. Double Thelwell. Got it to Lathan. Lathan down low. Miles open, but the ball tipped away out of bounds by Johnson, who got in the passing lane.
Yeah, and he saved what would have assuredly been a dunk for Miles. So 7 to shoot. Moorhead will inbound from the baseline.
At the right side, Lathan will put the ball in. Man-to-man Tech comes out top. To Thelwell, a bounce, right side, Lathan, catch and shoot, three, side of the rim, no, Minix flies for the rebound, taken out of his hands by Johnson, now a steal by Lathan, Lathan driving the lane, the three-foot runner with the left hand missed it, got his own rebound to the right corner, Minix, high right, Thelwell, back across to Thomas to the far side, to Lathan, left corner, underneath Miles, fakes, lays it up and in.
And kind of a careless pass there by Tennessee Tech, which led to the turnover and the extra possession, Moorhead up 7-2.
MSU backs up on defense as Davis comes across the line on Thelwell. He'll drive the paint, gets around Miles, lays it high off the glass, off the rim, no. Board pulled down by Thelwell. He'll streak to the offensive end, left to right. Take it down to the right block. Dish it off to Miles. Miles turns left, hooks from five, kicks off the back of the rim and out to the left block where it's rebounded by Egbunawe, who will bring it across the line right to left for Tennessee Tech. Leaves it between the circles. For Johnson, high right, Egbunawe turns right toward the free throw line, driving on Minix, lost the dribble out of bounds, now tries to save it, but does so to Thelwell, down the floor, left angle, there's Thomas trying to get to the goal, fouled as he does so. I think that's Early who will pick up the foul for Tech, and indeed that's the call, the second Tech foul, Early's first.
Tennessee Tech offensively, Chuck, every possession, every one of the game, they've spread the floor and driven the basket, and it has only worked once. The Warriors are going to try something else.
Khalil Thomas, well, they're only at 31.6 from outside the three-point arc as a team, so it's probably the game plan to go inside when they can. Thomas gets two at the free throw line, sinks the first, and Khalil has four. At the line this year, he's awfully good, 82%. Now a change for Tennessee Tech as their Swiss Army Knight, Deontay Wood, the 6'4 senior from Anniston, Alabama, comes in, averaging 8 points a game. He'll play anywhere on the floor.
Yeah.
8-2 Moorhead State. Thomas with a second free throw. Khalil averaging just about 12 points a game. Free throw up and nothing but net. He leads all scorers with five thus far, 9-2 Moorhead State. Davis jogs it down the middle of the floor, across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Moorhead man-to-man Thelwell. Now he got a screen, rolls right to the far side. Early fades and fires a three, rims off. No left block rebound. Thomas for MSU. Backs it up on the hop to Thelwell. Thelwell through the emblem to the offensive end. Works between the circles. Now high right. To his left and up top, Miles inside the left hash up the sideline. Thomas, straightaway Minix. He'll catch, shoot the three, spins out. No, baseline left, the rebound cleared away by Harvey for Tech. Down the floor, offensive end left sideline Early to the baseline. He'll circle back out to Harvey, down low inside the lane. Johnson, baseline left on Minix, puts up a shot partially blocked by Riley, who got the rebound and gives the ball to Thelwell. Drew almost lost the dribble, and he's going to be called for a travel, so he did indeed lose the dribble in a sense. And we have a media timeout. Moorhead State turns it over just before the break, but MSU looking good early. 15:50 left to go the first half at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State 9, Tennessee Tech 2. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. GoTo Solutions in Line X of Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Moorhead State with 15:50 left to play in the first half. At home on top of Tennessee Tech 9-2 as we go by the numbers, as sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Tennessee Tech 1 of 6 from the field. Has not shot a three yet or a free throw. Moorhead State has out-rebounded Tech 6-3. MSU 3 of 7 from the field. 1 of 3 from long distance. 2 of 2 at the line. Turnovers 2-1 in favor of Tennessee Tech, and they've made some changes. And as we talked about, Deontay Wood in the ballgame. Also coming in for Tech is Kyle Layton, a 6-foot freshman from McKinney, Texas, averaging just over 3 points a game. Moorhead State has sent in Jerome Morton, a 6'4 freshman from Winchester, who averages just shy of 3 points a game. Eddie Ricks also in there for MSU. Ricks, the 6'7 freshman from Clarksville, has played very well early on. Wood high left, back out to the line, and Harvey on Thomas, now picked up by Ricks at the right hash. Back to Johnson. Johnson driving left of the lane on Thomas at the block, spins right, puts it up. Air ball, hauled down by Minix. Good defense there by Thomas.
It really was.
Across the line, left of the logo, Thelwell. Drew, top of the key, Minix, left to right behind him. Thelwell takes the pitch toward the far corner. Ricks for three, in and out, no. Baseline left, the rebound early, and they've got the numbers at 4-3. Coming down the floor early, right corner Harvey, right angle drive. To the near corner. Layton fadeaway three. Bangs it off the rim. No good.
That's probably the first good look they've had since the shot that they made.
Minix got the rebound to Thelwell, and here come the Eagles again, up 9-2. Ricks out front. Holds. Outside the left elbow, Minix. Riley back behind him. Far side. Thelwell now throws the ball off of Wood. Tried to anyway, but got tangled up, and he's going to be called for a travel. Moorhead State with its second turnover.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked to me that the ball was blocked, but I guess they're calling it a travel, so goes back to Tennessee Tech.
Layton unopposed to the timeline, to the right of the emblem and across on Morton. Up top, Wood to the right hash, late, looking, driving the right angle. Ran into Morton. I think they're going to get a foul on Jerome. And either Jerome, yep, they're going to get it on Drew Thelwell. First Moorhead State foul. Jordan Lathan back in for MSU. As Thelwell takes a break. Baseline left, the inbound. With 20 to shoot, Wood. Wood looks, throws it out to Lathan, almost over his head at the right hash as he retreated to get it. Left to right out front, early. Early on Morton, coming free throw line to the right block. Scoops it up, missed the shot, tripped up, goes down, whistle foul again on Moorhead State. This time Morton will get the whistle and his first personal, second on Moorhead State. Shot clock rewound to 20. The foul was on the floor, and Early will inbound baseline right.
Yeah, they barely got it in the last time. It was about 4.5 seconds to inbound.
Early looking. Still looking. Feeds it out to the right wing. At the arc, it's Johnson. Johnson wants late, and he can't shake free of Morton. Back instead, out top to Wood. Wood to the right block. Turns to his left, puts up the 10-footer, and rattle and go. A good shot.
Yeah, it really was.
With a defender on him.
Yeah, and again, he created the space, and it was a good shot.
9-4, Moorhead State leads, though. Ricks between the circles. High left, Minix. Far sideline, Lathan. Man-to-man is Tennessee Tech. Lathan retreats to the hash, far corner, Ricks back out to Lathan. Around the right to Thomas at the arc. 9 to shoot. Thomas circling to his left. Lost the dribble. Ball on the hardwood. There's a tie up there. And the possession light to Moorhead State.
Moorhead State struggling to keep possession on the last two or three offensive possessions.
Now Miles will return for Moorhead State. The 7-footer. And a 30-second timeout taken by MSU.
Yeah, and it could be because, you know, Moorhead State not very productive in their last three or four possessions. Preston Spadlin probably just trying to calm things down a little bit. Maybe call a play from the bench out of the timeout.
Well, and that's Tennessee Tech's game, is to put the game into a situation of just on-the-floor chaos.
Right, yeah.
They like that because it works for them.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right about that. And, again, just the last three or four possessions, Moorhead State's just been a little bit out of sorts.
Probably a pretty good timeout by
right, yeah.
Coach Bradley. see what Morehead State has out there. It looks like Ricks, Morton, Miles, Thomas, and Latham. That means Jordan likely working the point. As for Tennessee Tech, it's Early, Johnson, Harvey, Wood, and Layton.
Tennessee Tech won the tip. I guess they didn't call a jump ball. I'm confused. It is their ball.
Well, they'll come the other way with it. Harvey out front gets it from Layton. Standing, looking on Thomas. Left arc, Early angling in. Now backing it to the far side. Cross court high left. Open Wood for a three ball, and he sinks it. Yeah, a really good look.
Yeah, he did. Came off the screen. That's one of the better shots they've taken.
For Wood, now it's 9-7. Lathan, wide right. Head of the key, Miles. Right arc, Morton. Morton on Early, who backs off. High right, Lathan. Kicks it across to Ricks to the near corner. Thomas, he's open off a screen. Bangs a three off, no good. Baseline left, Early to rebound. Tech wants to push it. Early, pitch back to the right side. Harvey. Cut off by Morton, no shot. He'll back it up high left, Early. Early, curling right, gets around Miles, goes to the goal and lays it up and in, and we're tied.
So a couple really solid possessions there for Tennessee Tech. The screen off the three on the previous one, and then them spreading and getting to the basket that time.
Early's first two make it 9-9. Lathan wide right, head of the key, Miles, far sideline, Thomas. They're man-to-man. Ricks out front now to the right side, Morton. Morton kicks it out to Lathan. Jordan on the drive with 11 to shoot. Spins right, fades and fires from 15. Tough shot and nails it.
Tough shot and hit it. Good shot there by Jordan Lathan.
And Morehead State regains the advantage at 11-9. Just over 12 minutes to go in the half now. Morehead State player Lathan goes flying as he was hammered by Layton from Tennessee Tech, who picks up his first foul, third on the Golden Eagles, as Minix and Thelwell return for Morehead State.
There's moving screens where the screener just fails to stand still, and then there was that one where he never even slowed down or stopped. He's just still in motion.
Davis checks back in. You're right. Davis checks back in for Tennessee Tech. Thelwell, left sideline, coming back. Ricks returns it to Drew at the sideline. Left elbow, Miles, turns on his man. High left to Thelwell. Far side, Minix. Riley steps into a three. Off the iron, no. High rebound in the air, grabbed down by Davis of Tennessee Tech. He'll run to the right hash at the offensive end. Clears it back out to Harvey between the circles. Harvey on Miles. Plays it down. He wants to go with it. Now backs up, shoots the 19-footer, and drains it. Harvey's first 2 points. Retie the game. It's now 11-11.
Yeah, and Tennessee Tech starting to heat up from the floor. We mentioned that they do have some good shooters.
Minix out front, plays it down on Early. Now back behind him, Miles, wide left, Lathan, far sideline, Ricks, high right to Lathan, 10 to shoot. Lathan trying to find a screen. They're going to call an offensive foul on Lathan.
And it was Lathan, an illegal screen, wasn't it?
Yep, on Miles, you're right.
Or on Miles, I'm sorry, illegal screen. Wasn't quite set, and he kind of knows it. Preston giving him a little bit of a stare down as we head to a timeout.
Third foul on Morehead. First down, Miles takes us to the media timeout. 11:20 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, it's Morehead State 11, Tennessee Tech 11. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Morehead State tied with Tennessee Tech, 11-all, with 11:20 left to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Let's go by numbers, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Tech is 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 2 outside the arc, yet to shoot a free throw. Morehead State, 4 of 11 from the field, 1 of 6 outside the arc, 2 of 2 at the line. Out-rebounding Tech, 8 to 6, turnovers, 4-3 Morehead State. As a matter of fact, all 4 of Morehead State's turnovers have come in the last 5 minutes and 15 seconds, and that's why Tennessee Tech has battled its way back in this ball game. As Davis comes across the line on Thelwell, MSU man-to-man. Right elbow, Wood comes and faces up on Zach Iemi, who just checked in. He'll turn at the left elbow. Jump, shoot, miss. Lathan the rebound at the left block for Morehead State. Lathan, right at the logo, offensive end. Back out to the line. And Thelwell comes for it. Thelwell skips it down the right arc to Ricks. Ricks coming to his left, head of the key, Iemi. One bounce left. Here comes Thelwell up the arc for it. Drew backs it up, looking for help. Near side, Ricks, 10 to shoot. Eddie backs up on the wing on Wood. Goes down low, Iemi had it. He had some contact with Harvey, and I think Harvey is going to be whistled for the foul. His first, the fourth on Tech.
Yeah, he just kind of grabbed him as he was going for the ball, which gives Morehead a chance to reset here.
As Johnson returns to the Tech lineup, Wood goes out. Baseline right, new 20 on the shot clock. Inbounding Minix, right corner to Lathan. He'll fake, look. He'll drive the angle into the paint. Throws it to the left side, leaping, catching Ricks. He'll drive in. Euro step, puts up the five-footer. Back of the rim, no. Riley Minix taps the ball off the floor. Offensive rebound, near side. Lathan for three, swish!
And that ends a 9-2 run for Tennessee Tech and puts Morehead State back up 14-11.
And Jordan with five. Big shot there, 14-11, as Drew mentioned. 10:22 to go in the half. Davis at the right hash. Clears it to his left to Johnson. Johnson taking it left of the lane. Powers in on Iemi. Lays it up and in with the left hand.
Yeah. Morehead State, or I'm sorry, Tennessee Tech still trying to get to the basket and get to the low post on offense.
14-13, Morehead by one, plays offense. Thelwell at the left side. Dribbles back out front to the near wing. Ricks down the right baseline. Bangs into Harvey, and they're going to call Ricks for the offensive foul as he ran into Early. And that looked like a little bit of a dive, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a dive. He certainly
well.
Drew the foul. We'll put it that way.
Ricks with his first. Morehead State with its fourth. Tech down by one. Has the basketball to go 94 feet right to left. Inbounding will be Egbunawe to Davis. Davis down central across the timeline on Thelwell. Runs into Johnson. Back to Johnson. Head of the key. He'll get around Zach Iemi, and he'll shoot from the left side, nail it from 15, and give Tech the one-point advantage.
Yeah, Tech started off shooting 1 of 6, now 7 of 15. So, again, really starting to heat up on the floor.
15-14, Tech. Morehead plays offense. Iemi to Thelwell, who tries to curl around the screen. Early reaches in and fouls in his second, the fifth on Tech.
So you mentioned fouls becoming an issue for Texas Tech.
Texas Tech?
Or Tennessee Tech.
A little further south.
Yeah, Texas. probably Texas Tech, too.
Miles in for Iemi as Morehead State plays offense with a new 20 on the shot clock. Ricks right side. Back out straight away. Open. Lathan catch and shoot three. Bangs it off the rim. No. Free throw line rebound. Cleared away by Harvey for Tech. He'll speed it down the near side to the offensive end. Look down low for Johnson. Can't find him now. He'll back outside the left block. Drives around Lathan. Got the goal. Lost the handle on the ball. Picked off by Minish. Got it to Lathan. Lathan skips it ahead. Left of the lane. Ricks. He'll take it to the goal. Missed the layup. Whistle foul. He'll get two free throws.
Yeah. And now the sixth foul on Tennessee Tech, so Morehead State shooting free throws on this play and for the rest of the half.
Trying to pick up who got that foul for Tennessee Tech. It will be Ricks at the line to our right. It's Harvey with his second, so they've got Early and Harvey each with two. And as you mentioned, six is a team for Tech now. Ricks at the line this season, 68%. He's yet to score in this ball game. His team's down by one. Eddie will shoot for the tie on the first one. Puts it up, and he won't get it. Left it short off the rim. George Marshall in for Lathan. Khalil Thomas also about to come in, likely for the shooter Ricks at the line, makes it.
Yeah, you get the sense that Moorhead's going to get to the line a lot. They've got to take advantage, missing both of those.
And now the rebound saved in by Thelwell at the near sideline after it kicked out, but he did it right to Layton, who gave it to Harvey, and Layton has it for Tech. Right sideline, Davis driving on Ricks to the baseline. Got to the goal. Blocked from behind by Eddie Ricks. Miles can't save it in, but it was last touched by Johnson of Tech, and it's Moorhead State basketball to go left to right the distance. And now Khalil Thomas will come in for Ricks. 15-14 Tech with the advantage. 8:50 to go in the half.
Yeah, we mentioned Tennessee Tech not a good defensive team, but Moorhead just 5 of 14 from the floor.
Looks like they've gone into some man-to-man full-court pressure. Left of the logo, Thelwell down the sideline. Thomas whips it back out. Minix, far side. Thomas, catch and shoot three. High off the rim, no. Tap tried by Miles. That didn't go. And now here comes Tech the other way, led by Egbunaway. Back between the circles to Harvey as he ran the right side. Harvey out front, working the dribble on Minix. Wide right, Johnson. Johnson to the right block. Goes inside to Egbunaway. Turns left-hand shot off the glass. Nothing else. He missed it, but he drew the foul. He'll get two free throws, and this one will go on Marshall.
So Tennessee Tech with a chance to build on that one-point lead. Moorhead just can't get anything going offensively.
Moorhead State with five team fouls. First on Marshall.
Yeah.
It's 15-14 Tech, and Daniel Egbunaway at the line to our left. He's 70% at the stripe for the season. He's yet to score in this contest. 8:18 to go in the half. First free throw on the way. Lip of the rim, a miss. And he'll shoot another one. Miles out. Zach Iemi returns for Moorhead. Second free throw. Pitch up with the right hand. Off the rim, off the glass, and good. Egbunaway's first point makes it 16-14 Tech. Thelwell chased by Layton in the backside. Got across the line, left of the logo. Drew pounds it down up top. Works to his right there in a 2-3 zone now. Iemi, far side Thomas. He'll circle back out front to his right. Far side Marshall. Marshall splits two defenders. Dumped down low. Iemi tripped up, knocked down, whistle foul on Tech. And Zach Iemi will be at the line when we return from this media timeout. And I think this is going to go on Davis on that foul. That'll be his second. So now they have seven as a team. And we'll go to that media timeout with 7:59 to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Your score, Tennessee Tech 16, Moorhead State 14. I'm Chuck Meraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Moorhead State trailing Tennessee Tech 16-14, 7:59 to go in the first half. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Zach Iemi will be at the line after the foul on They gave it to Sammons.
I didn't see
Sammons, Riley Sammons, yeah. Tennessee Tech coming the ball game, but he got the foul.
Anyway, Iami going to the line where he struggled a little bit from here this year.
Yeah, he's 13 of 30, which is 43%. Sometimes he looks awfully good, sometimes he doesn't.
Right.
Zach Iami, if he can somehow connect on two free throws on this one-and-one situation, can tie the ball game up. Zach stands line right as he pounds it down, looks up, right-hand flip, and it'll roll and go. There you go, Zach.
Yeah.
His first point makes it 16-15. Zach averaging not quite 3 points a game and just about two rebounds.
Mm-hmm. But he provides some quality minutes off the bench. So.
Native of Houston, Texas with a second free throw, and he drills it. That one looked great. And the game is tied at 16-all as MSU retreats inside the half-court line to defend.
100% from the line in 2024, Zach Iami.
Davis on the move on Thelwell. Now the switch with Minix guarding. High left, he'll stop and whip it back out to Layton. Right of the lane, Johnson on Minix. Fakes, looks. Now he'll fire the 18-footer and can it. Rodney Johnson with 6 points. 18-16 Tech. Tech 7 of 17 from the field. Marshall works the dribble out front. Right wing Thelwell. Loops it down low. Iami in traffic. Took contact. A foul, I think, on Layton. He came over to help on the defense.
And that'll send
down low.
Yeah, that'll send Iami back to the line. A pretty good foul because he had position. It would have been an automatic two almost had they not committed the foul.
Should be Layton's second foul. Team 8 on Tennessee Tech. Some changes for Tech. It looks like Harvey's in there early, and also returning will be Wood. And line right, Zach Iami. Again, this will be a 1-plus-1. 18-16, Moorhead down. 7:23 to go in the half. Iami misses that one. Left block rebound, though. Minix, Moorhead State will reset play offense. Minix curls to the baseline to his left. Takes once, twice. Fights his way up. Right hand scoop. Yeah. Off the iron, twice it in.
Yeah, and Minix earning that one. He's down, but his first 2 points of the game, I believe.
And that ties it at 18. Yeah. Riley Minix really battled two defenders to get in there and get that shot away. Davis out near the line. Thelwell guards him, MSU man-to-man. Skips it high left, Johnson. Johnson on Minix, fakes. Comes to the left elbow, jump, shoot, hit.
That was well defended by Minix, but it was just a really good shot. So
20-18, Tech in front, Johnson with 8. Thomas out front, left hash coming back, Thelwell. Thelwell pitches it high right, Thomas back to Thelwell. Cross court, Thomas, catch and shoot, 3. High off the rim, no. Rebound tapped. Iami has it. Baseline right. He tapped it to himself.
Really nice rebound there by Iami to give Moorhead State the possession back.
Thelwell, left angle drive. Got to the hole. 3-foot runner. Got it. Drew now with 4. We're tied at 20. Good job by Iami to get that rebound.
Yeah, it really was. Second chance points there for Moorhead State.
Davis out front on Thelwell. Near side, off the screen, Wood drives baseline. Iami has him. He'll try to get in there, can't do it. Stepped out of bounds with it, and a good job defensively there by Iami to force the Tech turnover.
And Moorhead State starting to come to life a little bit. They're not doubling down on Riley Minix. At least they hadn't been out of that zone. You'd like to see Moorhead State trying to get him more involved.
Fourth Tech turnover. Looks like Tech is setting up in the 2-3 once again.
Yeah.
Inbound Minix from 94 feet, left to right. They come with Lathan crossing the timeline. Left hash Thomas. Left elbow Minix. He'll play it down. Go to the goal with a right hand. Baseline left off the glass and in.
Keep doing it. Make them stop him.
4 points for Riley. Moorhead State up 22-20 as the Eagles regain the lead. Harvey at the right wing wants the cutter. Goes to Johnson. Baseline right. 5-footer. Side of the glass. No. Rebound ricochets to the far corner. Marshall has it for MSU. Marshall across the timeline. Left sideline. Thomas. Thomas back out to George Marshall. Right hash Lathan. He'll swing it to his left between the circles. High right to Minix. Riley looks. 16 to shoot. He'll drive to the paint. And lost his footing. Fell down and traveled.
Yeah.
Just lost his footing.
And Riley a little slow to get up here.
And that's the sixth Moorhead turnover. He gets a hand from his teammates to get on his feet. He's afraid he twisted that ankle a bit.
Yeah,
he's limping a little bit.
Yeah. So it looked like me getting out of bed. He just didn't want to get up.
Time for school, Drew. Near sideline, Wood. Backcourt inbounds on the hop to Layton. Layton across the timeline on Jordan Layton. To his left and out front, early bounce high left, back out for it. Harvey. Harvey on Thomas, got around him, got to the goal, goes down baseline right, layup, it's in by Wood. Wood was seven. We're tied at 22. Tech hanging around with 4:56 left to play in the half.
Wood's played well off the bench for them.
He's their sixth man. Marshall has it from Layton. Works it back out near the timeline at the logo. Right hash, he pitches it back to Layton. Layton directing traffic at the wing. Coming to his left toward the top of the lane. Top of the arc, near side, open Minix. He'll shoot the three, side of the rim. No, got his own rebound into a double team. Near side, Thomas a catch and shoot. Three, switch! And Khalil with eight. Morehead State up 25-22.
Yep, Morehead State just 3 of 11 from beyond the arc, but a couple of really good looks. They're, as you say, the shots that you want, they're just not going in.
Yeah, Morehead State 9 of 21 from the field, just about 43%. And as you talked about, 3 of 12 outside the arc. It looks like this will be a full timeout, and we'll take one as well. 4:28 to play in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 25, Tennessee Tech 22. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Morehead State holds a three-point lead over Tennessee Tech at home tonight, 25-22, 4:28 to play. In the first stanza, looking at the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, Tech shooting almost 48% at 10 of 21, 1 of 2 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the line. Morehead State 9 of 21. Not quite 43%, 3 of 12 outside the arc, just 25% there, normally much better than that. And then 4 of 7 at the line, Morehead State leads in rebounding, 16-9 in turnovers, 6-4 MSU. Your top scorers, Khalil Thomas with 8 for Morehead State, 8 for Rodney Johnson, Jr. of Tennessee Tech. And those are by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Tech with the basketball coming the distance. Morehead State dropping inside the half-court line to defend. Eddie Ricks has entered for Morehead State, by the way. Right of the logo, Layton. On Thelwell, gives him space. Up top, Wood. Wood toward the head of the key on Minix. Looks for Harvey down low. He's not open. He'll dribble it back out. Go wide left early. Had a screen, didn't use it. Runs into Layton. Backs up. Free throw line jumper. Nails it. Pushed off and got the points.
Yeah. Tennessee Tech had a lot of success against Morehead's man-to-man so far.
25-24. Layton controls to the right wing. Thelwell, Drew. Straight away, Layton, far side Thomas. Back out to Layton, high right against the 2-3 zone. Layton looking, far side Ricks. Left corner Thomas. He'll angle in, straight away. Ricks for three. Bangs it off the rim, no. Floor rebound, high right. Thelwell back to Ricks. Drives it, tomahawks it home.
Yeah. And they get another second chance point by Morehead.
And MSU back up by three at 27-24. 3:24 to go in the half. Layton just inside the timeline. Works on Thelwell. Heads toward the left arc. Straight away, Wood. Wood on Minix at the right side. Now backs it out to his left. Left to right, coming for the handoff early. 10 on the shot clock. Early at the far hash. 8 to shoot. Early from long distance. Right side 3. No. Free throw line, rebound, Ricks, right sideline, midcourt, Lathan. He's 1-on-3. He'll take it in. Dish it down low, ball knocked away. He'll get it back in the left corner. Swings it out to Ricks, right side, Minix in the corner, Thomas. He'll drive baseline, far corner. Lathan, fadeaway three, high off the rim, over the glass and out of bounds.
So more than half of Morehead State's field goal attempts have been from beyond the arc. And I would think that we would have the advantage inside. You had mentioned halftime adjustments. I'm curious to see if we come out a little different in the second half.
Johnson back in for Tennessee Tech. He'll replace Layton. Tech with the basketball down by 3 and 2:48 to go in the first half. And this will be Egbunaway to inbound. Right to left, 94 feet. Skips it all the way out near the midcourt line to Harvey. Thelwell waits for him as he comes through the emblem. Standing dribble between the legs, now to the right hand. Goes Harvey down the right wing, straight away Wood. Wood up the left arc. Greg Boonaway down low, Wood, he'll take it to the goal, scoop it up and in. Did they count it? There was a foul on Morehead State. I think they did. Yes, they count the basket. Riley Minix got the foul, his first. Number 6 on Morehead State. Wood will get his 9th point with that basket, 8th and 9th points, and now he has a free throw. He can go into double figures, and he can tie the game up. Tech down 27-26. Wood stands line left. He's 68% at the stripe on the season. The old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw off the iron twice and a miss, and a rebound Minix, Morehead State. Lathan, midcourt, right sideline, has it. Back out to the timeline. Thelwell, left hash coming back. Thomas, straight away Ricks. We're still in that zone. High left, Minix. To Lathan, left of the lane. Jump and shoot on the fadeaway from 16. In and out. In the paint, the rebound. Tennessee Tech, they'll push it up the floor. And now here's a steal at the other end by Lathan. Here he comes coast to coast with a tomahawk with a right hand.
Now that's a high percentage shot.
Yeah, your hand is in the goal, essentially. Yeah. 7 now for Jordan Lathan. Morehead State up 29-26. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Lathan at the logo. Popping out front, Egbunaway. Now coming back out from the far side, Davis skips it high left to Wood. Wood on Minix, who gives him space, high right, Egbunaway. Driving now on Thomas to the baseline. Lost the dribble, out of bounds. They're going to say a touch Thomas last.
Yeah.
And they'll give the ball back to Tech with 6 on the shot clock.
Morehead State, thought it was their ball, but I think the referees had this right.
Early and Harvey returning to Tennessee Tech and John Pelfrey's ball club. Layton and Egbunaway will leave. Again, 6 to shoot. Early baseline right, the inbounder for Tech. Ricks doing jumping jacks in his face. Right side in the corner. Davis down the baseline. He drives on Ricks. Got him in the air. Puts up the shot. Puts it through off the glass. And Ricks fouled him. He'll have a free throw to boot.
Yeah, and they just got Ricks to leave his feet. And then he just jumped right into him. Got the basket and the foul. A really good offensive play, actually.
Second foul on Eddie, by the way. And 7th on Morehead State. So.
Yeah.
Tech again within a point of Morehead State. Davis, the free throw line left. It's 29-28 MSU. Davis at the free throw line, 60% on the year. Davis in this ball game with 4 points. Briggs comes out with that second foul. Davis, the lefty at the line, free throw up and in. He's tied the ball game up with his 5th point. We're knotted at 29. Some backcourt pressure by Tech. Morehead State breaks it. Layton across the line. Pitch back to his left. And at the time stripe, Thelwell. Thelwell on Layton. Skips it outside the left elbow. Minix cross court. Right arc. Thelwell wide left. Thomas. Thomas angles in. Straight away. Minix far side. Layton. Layton on the drive to the baseline. Takes it to the goal. Feeds it up. Spins out. No. Tapped up and in. No by Zach Iami.
Yeah. And a nice tap in there by Zach. Put Morehead State back on top with a minute to go until the half break.
31-29 Morehead State with a minute to play in the half. Egbunaway at the left hash on Thomas to his right. Out front, Wood. Right hash, late. Layton on Thelwell. Morehead man-to-man. He'll come left off the screen. Shoot the three, and it'll rattle and go. And Tech leads by 1 with 45 seconds to go in the half. 32-31. MSU with the basketball. Thelwell at the left sideline. Driving baseline left of the hole and a scoop and a score. Saw the opening, took it, and he's got 6, and Morehead State leads by 1. 33-32 as we seesaw back and forth late in the first half, 29 seconds to go. Just inside the line, Davis playing catch with Wood. Wood right at the logo. Left to right, Davis wanted the handoff, finally got it. Latham was all over him. He'll drive on Latham to the baseline, pushes off, missed the short shot. Minix the rebound, 12 seconds to go, left sideline. Yeah. Fellwell trying to catch up with that pass, couldn't do it. Out of bounds, and Tech will get it back as Morehead State turns it over for the seventh time here in the first half.
And that one costly. Like, you would have liked to have seen him just hold on to it, slow down, relax. Now, with 11 seconds left, Tech will get the last shot of the half and a chance to go in with the lead.
33-32, Morehead State. Tech inbounds. Wood has it. 9 seconds to go as he comes across the timeline. Right-hand dribble between the legs. He goes with it now on Zach Iemi. He'll stop, top of the key, shoot the three, in and out, no. Rebound with less than a second to go. Yeah. Fellwell from three-quarter court launches and throws it over the backboard. It wouldn't have counted anyway. And we're done with 20 minutes of play at Johnson Arena. Morehead State with the lead, but by the slimmest of margins. We're at the break. It's Morehead State 33, Tennessee Tech 32. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Coming back to talk about the first half in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with TicketSmarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's halftime at Johnson Arena in this OVC battle between Morehead State and Tennessee Tech. MSU getting the best of things, at least right now, 33-32 over Tech. A Tech team that's been struggling. Drew Barnett, but playing very well thus far, shooting 50% from the field. Morehead State's had its problems getting decent shots itself at the other end.
Yeah, they really have, and probably settling for too many threes. Nearly half their field goal attempts have been beyond the arc, and like you said, just 3 of 14. And Tennessee Tech, as much as they've struggled throughout the year, and as good of a defensive team as Morehead Tech usually is, getting a lot of good looks and getting to the paint, and basically, after a bit of a slow start, doing what they want to do.
Exactly right. Well, let's go ahead and go inside the numbers. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Tennessee Tech trailing in this ballgame to Morehead State, 33-32, led in the first 20 minutes by Rodney Johnson, Jr. 8 points for him, or check that, 9 points, excuse me, for Deontay Wood. So Wood with nine, Johnson with eight. 5 points coming from Josiah Davis. David Early with four. Kyle Layton with three. 2 points, Javis Harvey. 1 point, Daniel Egbunawe. Tech, 14 of 28 from the field, 50%, 2 of 5 outside the arc, 2 of 4 at the line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State, 22-10. Tech without an offensive rebound thus far in this game. The Golden Eagles have 3 assists, 5 turnovers, 1 steal. For Morehead State, balanced scoring led by Khalil Thomas. 8 points for him, 7 points Jordan Lathan, 6 points Drew Fellwell, 4 points Riley Minix, 4 more for Zach Iami. 2 points apiece, Deontay Miles and Eddie Ricks. Jerome Morton and George Marshall played but did not score. Morehead State, 13 of 29 from the field, not quite 45%. Just 3 of 14 from three-point land, only 21.4%, 4 of 7 at the line. Again, out-rebounding Tech, 22-10. Morehead State with 7 offensive rebounds, and Riley Minix already has 10 boards to lead all rebounders in this game. Morehead State with 6 assists, 7 turnovers, 3 steals, 5 blocks in the game thus far. Your score at halftime at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 33, Tennessee Tech 32. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless pork sirloin chops specially priced for only $1.99 a pound. The large 64-ounce jug of V8 Splash, just $2.99. And the 5-pound bag of red or gold potatoes, only $2.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Quinn Mayer, instructor of art and design in ceramics at Morehead State University. Quinn, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me out.
Well, the ceramic studio has recently experienced some growth with some new equipment, and I'm wondering who is going to get to take advantage of this. It's got to be our students, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the new equipment is going to help our students learn how to operate from the latest and greatest equipment that's available on the market and in industry. So they'll leave Morehead having used this equipment and know how to operate it successfully.
You must have multiple levels of students as they come through your classes and your courses. Can you start us out with just the basics? Say a student needs an art credit and they think ceramics looks like fun.
Well, they're right, first of all. ceramics is a lot of fun. Doesn't matter what major. Ceramics kind of appeals to everyone. But for me, I feel like one of the greatest takeaways for students, again, across all majors, is the opportunity to make something and to create something with their hands. You know, I feel like so much of things are online and digital and tablets and cell phones and internet and Blackboard and PowerPoint. Everything's very, you know, screen related and technology. And that, I think, is a good thing in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's really important for people to get to put those things away and just have some clay out and and get to experience that feeling of making something with their own hands. And hopefully also get the feeling of using that thing that they've made with their own hands as well.
Yeah, what are people making? I say in their first course, they've never touched clay before. What are they making?
So in Ceramics 1, we do hand building projects and wheel throwing, so on the potter's wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We start off just getting used to clay and moving it around and manipulating it and learning how to attach pieces and things like that. We'll make vases and little sculptures and learn some different glazing techniques. But when we get to the potter's wheel, then we make kind of basic utilitarian tableware, bowls and cups and mugs and things like that.
So some people in the community might be familiar with the Empty Bowls program that the Ceramics Guild does, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and then more about the guild, what these students are doing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, our Ceramics Guild at MSU are pretty active. And every fall we participate or collaborate with Rowan County Christmas, and we make and donate as many bowls as we can. Rowan County Christmas creates the chili, and we host an event, and we sell handmade bowls with chili for $15, and all of the proceeds go to that wonderful organization that helps our community and families here in the county.
And the Ceramics Guild, they also sell more wares throughout the year, and those proceeds then further their education even more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Empty Bowls then is for the community. That's 100% donation. And then at the end of every semester as well, we have holiday sales or Mother's Day sale in the spring. And the proceeds for that do go to the club for travel purposes, to attend conferences and workshops and lectures around the country.
Quinn, thank you so much for sharing what goes on in the ceramic studio and how it benefits the students and our community. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Quinn Mayer, Instructor of Art and Design in Ceramics. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Morehead State leads over Tennessee Tech as we get set for the second half. No other scores from the OVC. Little Rock is about to host SIU Edwardsville. Southern Indiana at home against Tennessee State. Southeast Missouri visiting Western Illinois and Eastern Illinois at UT Martin. Those games have yet to start. Drew Barnett, we have a few seconds before we get into the second half. We have to take a break, but your thoughts going into that second stanza.
Well, you wonder what kind of adjustments we might see. I don't know if they'll change up too much defensively, other than to maybe try and contest some of those shots more. But offensively, you might see us trying to look into the feet to isolate Riley or whoever on the low post and feed it into him more than shooting the threes.
Again, the score 33-32 Morehead State. Second half coming your way in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Second half about to start. Morehead State by one. Barnett, we've talked about it. The key of the second half, I think, for Morehead State, drive that basketball, get it down low right. When you can, because I think you can score on Tennessee Tech there.
Yeah.
A smallish team.
Right, yeah. You can either drive it down low or feed it down low, but, you know, don't be settling for so many threes, especially when you're just 3 of 14 for the game.
Right, and talk about Morehead State from the field. 14 threes of the 29 shots they've taken.
Yeah. So,
see, Tennessee Tech's on the floor. Davis is out there early. Johnson, Egbunawe, and Harvey. Morehead State will have the ball, I do believe, to start the second half.
Yeah.
And let's see who the Eagles will send out. Looks like Minix, Miles, Thelwell, Thomas, and Latham. So the starting five's matching up. Thomas will inbound near side at midcourt, drops it in to his right to Thelwell, comes out of the backcourt high right, wide left Minix, he'll penetrate, drive left, go to Miles, around the right to Thelwell, 20 on the shot clock, wide left Thomas holding, 18 to shoot, left side coming out along the wing, Lathan, high right Thomas, far side, Thelwell at the sideline, right corner in the hop to Minix kicks it out to Thelwell. Straight away, Thomas, near side, Lathan. He'll shoot a three off the glass and in. And Jordan in the double figures at 10. Not sure that's what he wanted to do, but it all worked out. That's all that counts. There's no style points in college basketball.
Right. We've had some looks that were a lot better than that didn't go in, so we'll take it.
MSU by 4. Tech's first offensive trip, second half. Johnson back to the goal, top of the key, wide left early. Early on Lathan. He'll drive it left of the lane. Skips it to the right side. Egbunawe drives in. Runner from 5. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. I think they got Lathan for this one as 3 Morehead State defenders converge to try to stop the driver.
And again, Tennessee Tech continuing to sort of spread it out and then looking to drive.
Lathan's first foul, first of the half on MSU, of course. Egbunawe will be line right for 2. Egbunawe, 1 of 2 at the line, 1 point in the game. His team down by 4 as he stands in, flips up the first one and in. Egbunawe, averaging 7 points a game, coming into this evening's action. Second free throw on the way, in and out, Rebound Minix, Morehead State, he has 11 now in the game.
Right.
Thelwell down central, right to left against the man-to-man, draws early, runs the right arc, straight away Miles back to the right side, and Lathan. Lathan cut off on the dribble, out to Thelwell. Drew high left, wide right, Minix far side, Thomas, 13 on the shot clock, Lathan high right. He'll fake, angle in. In the traffic, feeds up the wild, shot off the glass. No, he goes down. He'll get 2 free throws as he's fouled.
Right. And Tennessee Tech has been in what you would describe as a matchup man. And one of the ways to beat that is to try to utilize the low post in your post players, because it forces it to collapse. Or if it doesn't collapse, then you got them one-on-one.
Second foul on Davis, first of the half on Tech. Line left, Lathan for two for Morehead State. 10 points in the game. Free throw up and a soft touch, and it's in. Jordan Lathan now with 11 points. Only 58% from the line this season. He hasn't shot that many free throws, though. Second one up for Jordan, and J2 knocks it down.
Both of those looked good. So Morehead State's lead out to five, but Tennessee Tech hanging around and playing a pretty good game tonight.
Davis across the line down central, looking for early, not open as he's tracked by Lathan. Left of the logo, Egbunawe, far side Harvey, Egbunawe top of the key. To the right side, popping outside the arc, Davis. Right block extended, Johnson on Miles. Johnson trying to move in, backs up, 16-foot fadeaway, nothing but net.
Yeah, and Miles didn't want to extend out too much because that would have opened up the paint, but he didn't. So that created the open jumper, 38-35.
Johnson with 10. Morehead by 3. In the offensive end, Lathan right hash, wide left, Minix off the screen, angles in, goes out to Thelwell, drives the arc, goes far side to Thomas. Thomas takes it to the right corner, almost lost the dribble, back to the right hash, Lathan, 9 to shoot, he'll drive, kick it to Thelwell, near side, back out to Minix for 3, bottom of the glass, no, floor rebound, cleared away, Johnson to Harvey to Davis, here comes Tennessee Tech, and Davis lost the dribble, possible 2-on-1, now 2-on-2, Thelwell tried to go to Lathan, baseline right, tipped away out of bounds by Johnson. Morehead State retains the possession.
And Tennessee Tech with 6 turnovers, a lot of those in the open floor, which has led to fast break points for Morehead, or fast break opportunities.
26 to shoot, inbound Lathan, right wing Thelwell. Curls left off the screen from Miles. Near side Thomas, out it goes Thelwell. Thelwell lost the dribble, takes it at the left arc. To Thomas toward the corner and back to Thelwell. Drew, straight away, Thomas catch and shoot, 3, yes! Now 5th, check that, 11 for Khalil Thomas. His third triple of the ball game. So the OVC's best three-point shooters coming in at nearly 42%. 41-35. Morehead State with a 6-point lead. Tech works the offense, 14 to shoot. Davis out front, coming up the left sideline to the hash, Harvey. Harvey on Thomas. Turns right into Minix. 7 to shoot. Left block Johnson in on Thomas. Fights to the goal. Puts it up. Partially blocked from behind by Miles, who got the ball off the floor to Lathan. Lathan speeds it. Offensive end. Eurostep got to the goal. Put up the shot. Missed it. Three players going down.
Yeah.
And it's a foul, I think, on Tennessee Tech. And Lathan wants a goaltending violation as well.
As does the entire Morehead State bench. I don't know if it was quite on its way down, but they may look at this during the timeout.
Fouls on David Early, his third. Second of the half on Tech. It takes us to immediate timeout. And with 16:39 left to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 41, Tennessee Tech 35. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State leads Tennessee Tech 41-35 at home tonight with 16:39 left to play in this game. A lot of time left. Earlier tonight, the MSU women fell to Tech 79-56. They played the Tech women, not the Tech men.
Right, yes.
Tech's women are really good.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah,
just to be sure.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech, the women's team, the preseason pick to win the conference title. Of course, Morehead State's men's team picked to win, were the preseason favorites there. And as we resume play,
Lathan is line left.
Yeah.
Jordan tonight with 12 points. He'll have two shots here. We talked about over the last eight games, averaging nearly 21 points a contest. He's been outstanding offensively, averaging nearly 15 points a game overall. Jordan's first one up, and right down the tube it goes.
So Morehead State trying to extend the lead out. I believe this match is their biggest lead. I don't think it's ever been more than seven all night.
42-35. Lathan, the next one up and through. That was perfect. Very good move to net. He's got 14. 43-35 MSU. Thelwell waits as Davis crosses the line with a right-hand dribble. Runs to the right side. Back out to Davis to his left. Left to right, coming around high left. Harley for the handoff on Thomas. Morehead man-to-man as usual. Far side early. Driving on Lathan. Gets to the baseline. Tries to fight to the goal. Spin move. Double team now. Kicks it out. Stolen by Thelwell. One on two the other way. Drew speeds around Egbunaway. Lays it up and missed it. Rebound tapped away out of bounds at the goal standard. Morehead State keeps it. Harvey there saying touched it last. He saying I didn't touch the ball.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, he did not corral it because he thought it had gone off Morehead State. They might reverse this, and they do. Probably the right call.
Yes.
Someone forcing it up there one on three. Maybe you just wanted to pull that one back out.
Tech with the ball down by eight. Morehead State drops inside the timeline to defend. Davis down the right arc early. Early looking, clears it off, coming around left to right, high right, Harvey. Harvey on Thomas and Thelwell, steps to his right, shoots a three and rattles it down.
And another contested three goes down. Tennessee Tech not going away, down by just 5 points.
Harvey with 5 points in the game. Thelwell across the line. Left wing, Thomas back out Minix. Minix down the right arc. Out to Lathan up top. Left side, Thomas out to Lathan, 13 to shoot. Jordan on the go to the left elbow, takes it back to his right, gets to the baseline, puts up a shot, blocked away out of bounds with eight to shoot. Morehead State will keep the ball.
And again, Morehead, they're trying to drive to get to the basket, getting it blocked that time, but with another opportunity here as they keep possession.
Wood comes in to replace Egbunaway for Tech, eight to shoot. Lathan baseline left on the inbound. Clears it out to Thomas, seven to shoot. Near side, Lathan off the screen for three. Heel of the iron, no. Floor rebound right of the lane early for Tennessee Tech. Speeds it down the far sideline. Spin move, got to the lane. Reverse layup, partially blocked by Miles. Picked away by Minix. Morehead State to the offensive end. Minix between the circles. Left to right out top. Lathan fakes, drives on Johnson. Got to the goal, scoops it up. Off the glass, rolls off the rim, no good. Whistle, blocking foul on Early. And I've got him for four.
Yeah, Early not happy with the call. It was close.
Yep, it is on Early, and yes, it is his fourth, and it's number three on Tennessee Tech.
And
that was a good job by Lathan to fight
really
to the goal.
Was. And he'll get to the free throw line for two more opportunities.
Zach Iemi and Eddie Ricks about to come in for Morehead State. Lathan for Tennessee Tech. Line left, Jordan Lathan, two free throws, first one good. 15 points in the ball game for Jordan. Changes being made for both teams. Morehead State sitting down Minix and Miles. Early with his four fouls takes a seat on the Tech bench. Lathan with his team up by six. Flips up the free throw with a right hand. It's through.
Morehead State now 10 of 13 from the line and making nine of their last 10.
45-38 MSU. 15:06 to play. Inside the right hash. Davis driving to the right block. Lathan fronts him. Now they use Iemi on the double. Out to Johnson to Harvey. Left corner, Lathan. Catch and shoot three. Off the iron, no. Inside the paint, the rebound. Ricks, Morehead State. Ricks up the right sideline. Clears it off to Thelwell. Drew across the timeline. Comes left. Gets inside the lane. Spins a pass to the right. Open Thomas. He'll drive the angle. Euro step to the goal with a scoop and score. And Thomas, now with 13 points, not known as a driver, but he can do it on occasion, and he did it very well right there.
Right, in the lane. I mean, that was just good ball movement that opened up the driving lane wide up.
And Morehead State by its biggest lead, 9 points, 47-38. Wood toward the left corner at the sideline, a bounce to his right. Davis comes over, takes the handoff, spins right, comes to the lane on Ricks, turns to his left. He's double-teamed, turns to his right, flips it off the glass with the right hand and in.
Pretty good individual effort there. Had two guys on him and somehow just spun it, kept maneuvering until he got the shot off.
He now has 7 points. Fell well the other way, left of the logo, leaves it out front for Eddie Ricks. One bounce toward the left elbow for it. Ayemi looking for help, a bounce to his right. Right to left, Ricks out for the ball, fouled by Davis as he took the pass. And Davis with number three. They're not very deep with a lot of injuries talking about Tech. And as these fouls pile up, John Pelfrey, the coach of the Golden Eagles, has to be concerned. And we have a media timeout, 13:47 to play in the ball game. As George Marshall checks in for Morehead State along with Riley Minix. Your score, Morehead State at home leads Tennessee Tech 47-40. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Morehead State leads Tennessee Tech with 13:46 to go at Johnson Arena. Elsewhere around the OVC, Little Rock early in the game leads SIU Edwardsville at home 10-5. Southern Indiana with a big lead early on against Tennessee State 15-2. Just started Western Illinois at home on top of Southeast Missouri 7-5. And just about to start, UT Martin hosting Eastern Illinois. Morehead State with 20 to shoot. Left hash inbound, Ricks. Between the circles, Thelwell. Thelwell drives right side. Near corner, wide open, Ricks for three. High off the rim, no.
And this is going to be Ricks, over the back.
Check
foul.
That. Yeah, Minix had the offensive rebound and climbing his back, a Tech player. I think that was Johnson.
Yeah. Really good job there by Riley to get position and draw the foul.
Double check that foul, if you would, for me. Minix with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Baseline right, almost under the glass, inbounding. Bounce right corner, Thelwell. High right, Marshall. One bounce, near side. Ricks out to Marshall, around the right, Thelwell. Right angle drive, baseline right to the hole. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Ayemi. Lost it right into the hands of Harvey.
Yeah,
the
Harvey
was on Harvey with his third, by the way. Tech now with five team fouls. Harvey dribbles. High left on Minix, wants to go with it, backs up, fakes him in the air, puts up a 17-foot air ball, but Johnson takes it and misses the reverse layup. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Ayemi battling Johnson. I'd like a look at that again.
Right.
But they will give the ball to Tech with a new 20 on the shot clock, baseline left. Layton to put it in. Layton loops it out, high right to Davis, far side Layton. Fakes, drives on Marshall, now gets it back out to Davis. Davis nearly lost his dribble on Marshall near the free throw line. Far side, early with a long three, side of the glass, no. Rebound ricochets off of Eddie Ricks, out of bounds in the right corner as he was dueling Deontay Wood inside.
And Tennessee Tech gets the ball back again after another good defensive set here by Moorhead, but just can't get the ball. Only 8 seconds to shoot, though.
That ball did not draw the iron. It hit the bottom of the glass late toward the right corner near side inbounding for Tech. Near wing, Wood. He'll drive in on Ayemi. Back to him, fades and fires from the free throw line. Side of the rim, no. Ricks takes down the board for Moorhead State with two hands. It gets it to Fellwell, who comes down central right to left of the offensive end. Fellwell at the left arc. Turns to his right, comes top of the lane. Right corner, Minix. Catch and shoot three for Riley. Yes, sir! Yeah.
And that went a big one for Riley.
His first triple in the ball game gives him 7 points in the game, and Moorhead State, its first double-digit lead at 10 at 50-40. 12:30 left to play. Davis, high right. Back to his left up top, Johnson. Dribbles down the left arc and tries to get the ball to Leighton. Marshall with a reach-in foul, and George with his second. Moorhead State with its second foul as well.
Pretty good defensive play there. Just got a little too much, but you like the effort there.
And Moorhead State playing a man-to-man in the west spot at the baseline.
Oh, okay.
Being mopped up by one of the ball boys.
Wondering what the holdup was, but again, whopping up the floor there.
Far hash inbound offensive end, Davis for Tennessee Tech. Davis looking, trying to find Leighton. Now he throws it out to Johnson, but stolen by Minich. Here he comes for the two-hand slam and jam him.
Yeah.
Riley Minich with 9 as he inches closer to his 7th double-double of the season.
Tennessee Tech with some careless turnovers in this game.
Moorhead by 12. Wood works the dribble from right to left to the left baseline. Gets around Ayemi to the block. Now Minix comes over on the double team. Wood goes down. Now throws it right into the hands of Drew Fellwell. Moorhead State, the numbers, 4-on-3. And here comes Ricks with a tomahawk dunk. Missed, but the rebound ricochets right corner to Marshall. Back out to Fellwell. Left corner, Eddie Ricks for 3. Back on the rim, no. Rebound tapped by Ayemi. Marshall had it at the right hash, and he goes flying out of bounds into the scorer's desk and hits it hard.
Yeah.
And the ball went out of bounds.
Everywhere.
What an effort by George Marshall.
Yeah. And that'll get the crowd and the bench into it. George really hustling.
That's a foul on Tennessee Tech. There's some contact apparently that set Marshall flying.
Right.
Team foul number 6 against Tennessee Tech. We'll see who it's on. Looks like Leighton. That'll be his third. Fellwell after the dribble goes high left to Ayemi, near side at the arc, and Ricks with 13 to shoot. Free throw line, Fellwell. Fellwell on Wood. Bounce right block, Minix. He'll fight to the goal. One fake, two fake, layup, yes, sir!
And just like that, it's 14 points, and Moorhead State suddenly waking up.
Minix now with 11 points, 13 rebounds, his 7th double-double. Moorhead State up by 14. Early, right wing. Back out to Johnson, near side. To Davis. Check that early. Early on Ricks trying to go with it. Crossover dribble. Got to the lane. Knocked away. Stolen by Ayemi. 2-on-1. Ricks back to Minix. Baseline right for the 2 off the glass.
Yeah. And John Pelfrey finally taking a timeout.
Yeah, his team is on the run, and Moorhead State is running all over Tennessee Tech with 10:57 to go in this game. And MSU is suddenly out in front by 16 points at 56-40.
Yeah.
And we'll step aside as well as we take time out on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Well, suddenly, just like that, Moorhead State, with a 9-0 run over the last minute 51, 13-2 over the last 4 minutes and 18 seconds, leads Tennessee Tech by a whopping 16 points at 56-40. This was a one-point game at halftime, Drew Barnett, and close early into the second half.
Yeah, it really was. And with about 14 minutes to go, you might recall it was 43-38. And we had made the comment that Tennessee Tech was just not going away. Warren State really hitting the gas. And, like, the bench is more into it. The guys are more into it. It really, it isn't anything they did schematically. I just think they're playing with a lot more energy.
Yeah, and that play by George Marshall hustling over.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to save that ball in near the MSU bench from going out of bounds and taking a hard foul really got the bench going. And,
yeah.
And it really got the blood going in the MSU players.
It really did. George, you know,
he'll stay out there, as a matter of fact. It's Marshall, Ricks, Iami, Minix, and Thelwell for MSU as Tech comes down the floor, led by Lathan, left to right through the logo on Marshall, driving left to the lane. Knocked away, a steal by Ricks. Ricks at midcourt, slides for it. Now tries to rip the ball away, right hash Marshall, out to Minix, right in the logo. And great play.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech getting away with an intentional foul, grabbing the jersey, but it not being whistled.
11th Tech turnover. High right, Thelwell. Near side, Ricks. Back out to Thelwell, 12 to shoot as they're in the 2-3. Left corner, Marshall. Catch and shoot three for George. Scoops out, no. Near block rebound, Deontay Wood for Tennessee Tech. Wood driving on Iami. Euro step, kick out straight away early. He'll jump into a three and nail it.
Yeah, and that'll finally stop the bleeding.
And a Boonaway returning for Tennessee Tech. Rick steps off the floor for Moorhead State. Khalil Thomas returns. Khalil's had a good ball game thus far, 13 points. And again, we have a wet spot on the floor to our right down near the baseline to mop up.
Must be raining under that basket.
Riley Minix, who does it all sometimes for Moorhead State, helping out with the towel.
Yeah, Riley Minix.
Along with some supervision from Drew Thelwell.
Yeah. This is
that's
great
what a
teamwork.
Captain does.
Yes, that's great teamwork, getting the floor cleaned down there. I hope this shows up in the film session. Drew and Riley cleaning the floor.
Minix to inbound to go the distance right to left on the hop, rolls it into Thelwell, and finally picks it up between the circles in the backcourt. Now comes across the timeline to our left. Man-to-man now, Tennessee Tech. Right side, Thomas has it. A bounce it back out, Minix. Back to Thomas, off the screen for Miami for three. Bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound, baseline right. Johnson for Tech to Egbunaway. Egbunaway to the right of the logo to the offensive end. High right, he stops. Looks for help, back to the near hash and Layton. Layton. Driving baseline right into Marshall. Kicks it wide right to Early. Early. Driving left. Spins right. On Minix. Knocked away. Ball loose. Early got it back. Goes baseline left. Puts it up over Iami. Somehow gets the ball to go. And a foul on Iami. And a possible three-point play coming up for David Early. Yeah. Who now has 9 points as he fought his way to the goal and drew the foul on Iami. And he's got a potential three-point play as Marshall comes out, Lathan in for MSU.
So Tennessee Tech still kind of hanging around. This will get it down to 10 after it looked like Moorhead State was in complete control.
Miles will come into the Moorhead State lineup for Zach Iami, who I think has played well tonight.
Oh, he's played real well.
Iami with 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a reserve role. Deontay Wood about to check in for Tech early. For his free throw off the iron, it rolls out no good. Another rebound from Riley Minix, who gives it to Thelwell. Thelwell the other way, down the right side, back up to Miles. Left to right coming out front for Thomas at the right elbow. Stops near side, open, Lathan. A bounce, he'll shoot the line, drive three, in and out. Now tapped up by Minix, though. Offensive rebound, Miles, baseline left, lays it up and in. Deontay Miles with four.
Yeah, one of the areas where Morehead State has dominated, as we expected, has been the glass, and two more rebounds there.
58-45, that is. Morehead State by 13. 8:56 to go. Tech on offense. Left block extended. With the basketball, Harvey double team there. Kick out far side. Johnson for a triple. Bangs it off the heel of the iron. And it ricochets off the top of the glass and out of bounds to Morehead State as Wood will finally come in for Tech to replace Early. Morehead State has it. Tech will drop inside the half court line to play defense. They've pressed a couple of times tonight, but not much.
Yeah, they typically don't press much, I don't think.
Inbound to Thelwell, returns it to Thomas, comes across the line, right hash, Lathan. Lathan back out front, Thomas to the left arc and Thelwell, 2-3 zone for Tech. Thomas has it, right side, Lathan, straight away Thomas, tipped it, near side, Thelwell drives in, kick out high right, catch and shoot three for Thomas, got it! 16 points for Khalil as Morehead State works the offense to perfection there.
Right, and the lead back up to 16, as you mentioned.
61-45, MSU with 8:17 to play. Harvey out front looking for a screen. Goes down the left side. A couple of bounces, high right, Egbunawe. He'll move in on Thomas at the free throw line. Now throws it over the head of Wood, picked off by Thelwell. Back to Minix, knocked away and stolen by Tennessee Tech. Wood has it, far side, Egbunawe down low. Egbunawe checked that from Harvey, and he stuffs it home. Yeah. Egbunawe now with 4 points.
Sort of getting kind of frantic in these open floor fast breaks.
61-47 Morehead. Thelwell against the 2-3. Flips it back out front to Thomas. Right wing, Lathan drives in, lost the dribble to Lathan. They're 3-on-2. Lathan down the right arc. Got it to the cutting Egbunawe. The runner from three. Left it short. Fight for the rebound. Comes right back to Egbunawe. A bounce. Kicks it out straight away early. He'll launch a three and can it. And Morehead State wants a timeout.
Yeah. Probably to try to
Preston Spradlin not happy with what he's looking at right there. 8 points now for Harvey. And with 7:21 left to go, we'll step aside. Morehead State at home leads Tennessee Tech 61-50. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
7:21 left to play at LSD Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Rouse with Drew Barnett. Morehead State lead Tennessee Tech 61-50. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State up by 11, has the basketball. Looks like Tennessee Tech will put on some backcourt pressure. Yeah. Marshall, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Miles on the floor for MSU. And Harvey, Johnson, Egbunawe, Early, and Wood for Tech.
And Preston may have wanted to slow down the pace some. That may have been why he called timeout to make some sort of an adjustment there.
Zone pressure as Marshall comes up the right sideline, comes across the timeline. He'll drive the lane, get to the hole, knocked down, ran into the goal standard, was able to get his hands out in front of him to protect himself and fouled. He'll get two free throws. The foul's on Egbunawe, and for Daniel Egbunawe, number one. For Tennessee Tech, number seven, so Morehead State into the bonus with 7:14 to play. Marshall, line left, will shoot two. And George has yet to score, even though he's played a lot of minutes tonight.
Yeah, he has, and he hustles. He's not afraid to get on the floor, either in the games or in practice. You know, Marshall really has the respect of the rest of the guys.
Free throw by George is up and nothing but net. He's on the board, and Morehead State adds to its lead as Layton checks in for Egbunawe. For Tennessee Tech and head coach John Pelfrey, the former UK star who was Kentucky Mr. Basketball in 1987 after a fine career at Paintsville High School. Morehead State by 12, 62-50. Marshall, second free throw, right hand toss up and in.
Both of those look good.
George now at the line, 7 for 7 on the season. 63-50, Morehead State. Layton, right sideline, coming back early on Marshall. Morehead man-to-man. Skips it down the right side. Layton, right block Johnson on Minix. Takes it to his left, to his right. Hooks it up. It'll roll off, no good. Inside the paint, the rebound. Layton, Morehead State. Jordan will do it himself as he slows it down. Coming across the timeline and directing traffic. Comes to his left between the circles off a double screen. Now penetrates the paint. Lost the dribble. Wood had it. Tracks it down far corner and backs it up to Early. Morehead State with its ninth turnover. Early, high right, working on Lathan, turns left, almost lost his dribble. Comes right, straight away, Johnson. Johnson moves in, left elbow, jump and shoot, in and out, rebound in the lane. Morehead State's Khalil Thomas.
Tennessee Tech, just four offensive rebounds in this game. They don't really go to the glass at all.
Lathan at the right hash, leaves it there for Marshall. High left off a screen for three, bottom of the iron, no, floor rebound. Minix took it away, high left, at the left arc, Marshall, back out to Riley, left of the logo, to the right hash, and Lathan. 2-3 zone, Tennessee Tech. Morehead State will use clock. 10 to go on the shot clock, on the shot timer. Lathan turns left off the screen, 5 to shoot, backs out, high right for 3, got it!
He used to step back there.
19 points for Jordan Lathan, 66-50. Morehead State's lead back to 16. Early, left wing, Wood to Harvey, left block, Early, fades, fires, and connects.
Morehead State 5 of 13 from beyond the arc in the second half after really struggling in the first half.
11 for David Early in the ballgame, 66-52. Morehead State works the offense. Lathan, wide right, open. Marshall for a triple. In front of the rim, no. In the lane, the rebound. Minix, a bounce back. Baseline left. They'll scoop with the right hand and score it.
Nice job by Riley there.
15 points from Minix. Early, right angle drive, cut off, goes out to Johnson straight away. To Wood outside the left elbow. Wood to the left wing on the dribble now. Picks it up, needs help. Right there, he hands it at the sideline to Harvey with 13 on the shot timer. He'll drive baseline left in the lane back to the cutting Wood, who goes up with a left-hand shot. Missed it, but drew the foul, as you heard the whistle.
Yeah.
So Deontay Miles with foul number 2.
And that'll be,
And just number 4 on Morehead State with 4:52 left to go. Wood head line right for Tennessee Tech, where he'll shoot 2. Deontay Wood in this contest with 9 points, all in the first half, 0-1 at the line so far this evening. Wood with the first one up and in. Now he's in the double figures.
Yeah, and you mentioned he's their sixth man, but he's played as many minutes as most of the starters. He's played a good game.
Egbunawe back in, late now. Early checks out. No, he doesn't check out. He's just getting some instruction from head coach John Pelfrey.
Yeah.
Johnson will leave, so they've got Wood, Davis back in there, Early, Egbunawe, and it looks like Harvey. Wood line right with another free throw as he pounds it down. Looks up, spins it in his hands, shoots it up with the right hand, and connects. 11 points for Deontay Wood. Morehead State by 14, 4:50 left to go. Fell well to the timeline and across on Davis, right hash. Lathan out to Fellwell, around the left to Thomas, coming over for Fellwell. He'll turn right, come out front, alley-oops it down low! where Minnick slams it down. What a pass by Thelwell. A great finish by Riley Minnick.
That was pretty.
Wow. 17 for Minnick's. 70-54. Morehead State again by 16, matching its biggest lead of the night. 4:20 left to go. Davis between the circles, runs the left wing, out to Wood. Wood takes it down the right arc, needs help, picks up his dribble, bounce right block, Davis, they double on him, near side Wood, he'll catch, shoot the three, side of the rim, no, right block rebound, Miles for MSU. Back to Thelwell with 4 minutes to play. Through right hash, Lathan, Morehead State will spread the floor again. Looks like they're still playing some zone.
Yeah.
Talking about Tech, Thelwell has it up top. Coming out for it, Miles, top of the key, right side, inside the hash, Lathan. Wide right, Thelwell. Drives, goes to Minnick's, right corner, Thomas. Thomas moves into a 16-footer. In and out, no. Ball tap, Minnick's, baseline left, Miles lays it up and home.
Yeah. So just 2 seconds on the shot clock when Miles took the shot. And
what do we have here?
We're going to the media timeout, but I'm not sure why the whistle blew. Coach Bradley, not really sure either.
Well, we'll take the timeout with 3:31 left to go at LSG Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. OVC action, Morehead State leads Tennessee Tech by 18, biggest lead of the night, 72-54. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold our own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Morehead State leads with 3:34 left to go at home over Tennessee Tech in this OVC contest, 72-54. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Let's go by the numbers as sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State has three players at double figures. Jordan Lathan leads the way with 19. Riley Minnick's 17 points, 13 of which came after halftime. He's got a double-double, too, because he's got 18 rebounds.
That's
how about
amazing.
That?
Yeah.
Khalil Thomas with 16 points. Morehead State shooting almost 46% from the field. 8 of 28 from three-point land, 12 of 15 from the line. Now rebounding Tech, 40-20. Tech being led tonight by Deontay Wood and also by David Early, each with 11. Rodney Johnson, Jr. with 10. Tech is shooting about 46%.
Yeah, a decent percentage. But one of the stories, Chuck, is the rebounding discrepancy. Virtually no second-chance points for Tennessee Tech.
Ball rolled in at midcourt, picked up by Davis as he got it from Egbunawe. Morehead man-to-man. High right, the bounce to Egbunawe. 23 to shoot, 3:25 to go. Toss left elbow, Wood. He'll take it down the left side, gets it to the baseline. Cutter, Davis. Reverse on the scoop, missed the shot, knockdown, whistle, foul. He'll get two free throws. That's not what you want.
No, not at this point.
See who the foul's on. Looks like it's going to go on Miles, his third. Morehead State's fifth.
And again, not many fouls here in the second half, but you don't want to be putting them on the line.
Davis with 7 points, 1 of 1 at the line. He's 60% at the stripe on the season. Lefty stands in, squats down, pushes it up and through. didn't have much rotation on it, but it did look good. And it was.
Yeah.
Leighton, Riley Sammons, also Jerome Bea, 6'4 sophomore from the Congo coming in. Joining them will be Bogdan Zimonjic.
So Tennessee Tech.
He's from Serbia.
Emptying their bench a little bit here.
Yep. Davis with the next one. Flips it up. Not much rotation there. Missed it. Kicks long to the left block. Dominix, who got the rebound. His 19th.
19 rebounds.
Yeah, no kidding. Fell well across the line. Right wing Thomas, 3:08 to go, 18 to shoot. Head of the key, Miles. One bounce to his left, coming up the arc for Thelwell. Swings to his left. The Tech player lost his shoe. Lathan has it with 10 to shoot. Yeah. Crossover dribble, skips it out near wing. Minix, 6 to shoot. Riley, straight away. Thomas, 4 to shoot. He'll come left. Back out. Minix, far side. Thelwell open with 1 to shoot. The 3 off the iron. No, Lathan, offensive rebound. Put back try. Knocked down. Missed it, but drew the foul. He'll get 2 free throws. What an effort in between three Tech players. For Jordan Lathan to get that rebound, and Jerome Bea will pick up the foul, his first.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech, just not a good rebounding team.
No.
As evidenced by, well, the stats today, the stats all year. And in that particular play, three guys not getting it over one Lathan.
Team foul, 8 on Tech. Lathan at the line, 2 shots, first one hits. He's got 20 points in the contest. Eddie Ricks will check in for Moorhead. Deontay Miles. We'll head to the bench. 2:46 to go. Moorhead State up by 18, 73-55. Free throw again by Lathan. Nothing but net yet again. Lathan from the line, 8 of 8 tonight, now 21 points. And I think a problem with the shot clock possibly? Or
yeah, they started the what happened, Tennessee Tech rolled the ball in, did not touch it. The clock started.
Well,
so
I'll rewind the shot timer to 30.
Yeah.
2:44 left to go. Far side now. Tech will inbound toward the hash. Backcourt. Riley Sammons. He's a Kentucky native, a 6'7 freshman from Pikeville, averaging 4 points a game. Saw brief action in the first half. Lathan across the line. Drives right wing on Thelwell. Goes down the sideline. Davis. Davis in on Lathan to the baseline. Kick high right. Sammons. Check that. Zimonjic, high left, Lathan popping out. Bea inside the lane, double team to Lathan, far side to Zimonjic. He'll put up a shot, but he walked with a basketball and turned it over. Put up a 3, and now for Tech, 12 turnovers. 2:26 to go, 19-point Moorhead State lead. Thelwell with it, works high left on Lathan, turns right. Comes wide right, cross court, Ricks near corner. Thomas, he'll drive, dish it inside, knocked away, got it back. Thelwell, far side, Lathan angles it. He'll take it left of the lane to the block. Pitch out high left, catch and shoot 3 for Thomas. Yes, sir.
And Moorhead State just playing a high energy, really strong second half here and has blown this game open.
19 for Thomas, 1:53 to go. Moorhead State up by 22. Zimonjic controls. High right, Lathan on the drive on Minix, lost the handle. Touched by a Moorhead State player, goes out baseline right, and MSU will send in Jerome Morton, along with George Marshall, first time tonight for Brady Dingus, the redshirt freshman from Inez, Kentucky. Iami also checks back in for Moorhead State.
Yeah.
Brady Dingus, a 6'1 redshirt freshman, averaging just over a point a game.
Yeah, and a big hand. As Minix, Thelwell, everybody comes to the bench.
Baseline right, 17 to shoot. Davis for Tech will inbound with 1:46 on the clock. Ricks in his face. Looks inside, goes on the hop, near corner. Late check by Dingus. He'll work around him. Gets it into Bea, fights his way in on Miami, and lays it up and in. Jerome Bea with his first 2 of the ball game. Near side, Dingus open. He'll drive baseline left. Retreat and go out to the near hash, and Morton. He'll turn right, come to the logo. 18 on the shot clock. Inside a minute and a half to go. Morton slowly to the right hash. Comes back to his left. Wide right, Ricks. Ricks angles in on the dribble. Spins it back out to Morton. 3 to shoot. Jerome out near the hash throws up a wild three, and guess what? It goes. How about that?
Yeah.
And for Jerome Morton, only his fourth triple in 26 tries on the season. 80-57, Morehead State. Layton left of the lane, the runner from 13. Marshall and Morton combined on the rebound. Morton took it away and said, no, George, that's mine. 45 seconds to play. Morton just inside the line on Zamonjic.
And Morehead State will probably dribble deep into the shot clock here. You wonder, are they even going to run anything?
Morton out at the logo, works the left-hand dribble, 10 to shoot. High right, Ricks. Eddie drives the angle. Euro step to the lane. The 7-footer missed it, got his own rebound, and the putback is in.
Yeah.
Eddie with 4. 23 seconds to go. Morehead State with a convincing lead right now at 82-57.
I'd be very disappointed if we blew this.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised. Davis on the drive on Marshall. Right corner, catch and shoot 3 for Layton. Nope. Ricks the rebound. Baseline left. 7 seconds to go, and he'll just dribble out the rest of the clock. Ricks across the line. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's it. Morehead State with the victory at home. The Eagles win their third straight as they knock off Tennessee Tech in OVC play 82-57. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with a very happy and pleased Drew Barnett. We'll come back to talk about this game in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Well, a nice win for Morehead State tonight at home. The Eagles led Tech by just one at halftime, 33-32. But before 1,655 in the building, the Eagles roll by the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. The final score, 82-57. That second half looked more like the MSU basketball team we've come to know and love this season.
Yeah, and I mean, they played really hard, and it was similar to the game we saw on New Year's Eve out at SEMO, where it was, you know, sort of a rock fight in the first half, but the energy just picked up in the second half, and they just blew it open. You know, like the effort. You know, you kind of like to see George Marshall hustling so much. I really think that's something that the guys really fed off of.
I think you're right. George Marshall, let's see how many minutes he played. I've got the stats. He played over 13 minutes, but only had 2 points, 3 rebounds, very good. No turnovers, and as you mentioned, his effort, I think, was a huge spark for this Morehead State team.
Yeah, it really was, especially when he went crashing into the, into the ribbon board down there, chasing a loose ball.
Morehead State has now won 3 straight, improving to 11-4 overall. 2-0 in the OVC for Tennessee Tech. The Golden Eagles have dropped 4 straight. now 5-11 for all games, 0-3 in OVC action. Again, the final from Johnson Arena. Morehead State wins 82-57. We'll take a look at the stats from this contest when we continue our post-game show here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IJ in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family USDA Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast is only $2.49 a pound. Chobani Classic Yogurt Cups are just a dollar, and Vine Ripe Tomatoes are only $1.99 a pound. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IJ in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. GoTo Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Moorhead State improves to 11-4, 2-0 in the OVC with a win tonight at home over Tennessee Tech, 82-57. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by your friends at Whitaker Bank. Tennessee Tech tonight had three players in double figures. David Early and Deontay Wood led Tech with 11 points each. Rodney Johnson added 10. 8 points for Josiah Davis. Eight more, Javis Harvey. Four for Daniel Egbunawe. 3 points for Kyle Layton. Two for Jerome Bea. Tennessee Tech, 23 of 51 from the floor, 45.1%, 5 of 13 outside the arc. 38.5%, 6 of 11 at the line. Out-rebounded by MSU, 45-20. Tech with only 4 offensive rebounds. They also had 7 assists, 13 turnovers, 4 steals, 2 blocks. For Moorhead State, 3 players in double figures as well. Jordan Latham with a game-high 21 points, 19 points for Khalil Thomas, 17 for Riley Minix, of which 13 came after halftime. Riley with a double-double, his 7th of the season, as a matter of fact. He cleared off 19 rebounds in this game. A career high at Moorhead State and a high for the team this year. 6 points for Deontay Miles in the game. 6 more for Drew Thelwell. 4 each, Eddie Ricks and Zach Iami. Jerome Morton with 3. 2 for George Marshall. Brady Dingus played late and didn't score. MSU 29 of 62 from the field, 46.8%, 10 of 31 from three-point land, 32.3%, 14 of 17 at the line, over 82%. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 45-20. Moorhead State with 18 offensive rebounds, 8 of those cleared off by Riley Minix. MSU passing out 15 assists in the ball game, 8 of those by Thelwell. Only 10 turnovers, 10 steals, 4 by Thelwell, 5 block shots, 2 of them by Riley Minix. Moorhead State led by 1 at halftime, outscored Tech 49-25 in the second half. Wins going away, 82-57. Again, the attendance at Johnson Arena tonight, 1,655. And they see Moorhead State come up a winner as they look ahead to going on the road this next week. We'll come back with more from LSD Johnson Arena as we continue our post-game report on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State wins it over Tennessee Tech, 82-57. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, this ball game was nip and tuck all the way through the first half and into the early part of the second half. And at one point, your team just decided to turn the afterburners on. This ball game was over at that point.
Yeah, you know, I was really proud of our guys with their response because, you know, we were playing kind of flat. Obviously, we came out and we were hooked up. I think we got 8 out of 9 stops in the first, first 3 or 4 minutes. And then we kind of took our foot off the gas a little bit. But credit, you know, Tennessee Tech. They did a great job, really just protecting the paint. And we got a lot of good open looks, but they kept us off the glass there in the first half. The second half, our guys, the adjustments we talked about, they really do a great job of executing and coming out and doing that. A big part of it was getting on that offensive glass. And then, you know, we put a run on them and taking some tough shots, we were able to rebound it, get some scrape steals, make them force some things, and then we did a good job converting in transition.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I saw almost like an uptick in the energy level in the second half. And
yeah,
I've got to give George Marshall credit. He came out the bench, and I'll tell you what, he sparked your guys.
He really did. You're exactly right. You know, we talked about a lot of different adjustments on both sides of the ball at halftime. But the very last thing that I said, let's not kid ourselves. Our energy level right now is just not good enough. We know that. Let's pick it up. Let's do it. And all of our guys responded. But man, when you see a guy like George flying around, getting 50-50 balls, falling into the scorer's table, popping up. I mean, he did some really just big things for us tonight that aren't going to show up in this stat sheet. And those are such valuable minutes, just like what we talked about in the pregame, Chuck, when those guys got those minutes the other night in Khalil's absence at SEMO. Now it's carrying over, and we just need to continue to grow that because it's so important to our team.
Yeah, and the one thing about it, when the energy level ticked up, that seemed to get you into the offensive rhythm that you needed because things started out pretty well early, but then all of a sudden it was like out of kilter, and then it was tough to get back into it when the energy kicked up. All of a sudden, then you found yourself.
Yeah, a lot of it was our defense. You know, you take a look. We got 10 steals. I don't know how many of them we had in the first half. Felt like we had way more of them there in the second half. And so guys were just playing a little bit tighter on the ball, closing out with a little bit more sense of urgency like you talked about. So 7 steals in the second half is huge. You get out, you get in transition, you get some easy baskets, you get to the foul line, that hoop gets a little bit bigger. Guys share the ball. Again, we drove it. We played a little more physical with our screening, getting guys chasing us a little bit more open. And then you get offensive rebounds off those good shots that you take. And That's where your runs come from. That's where your confidence comes from.
Well, we've got Jordan Lathan hitting 21 points tonight.
Yep.
And then Riley Minix had 4 points at halftime, 13 in the second half, 19 rebounds, wow. 8 on the offensive glass, his 7th double-double of the season. Khalil Thomas, who missed the SEMO game, comes back with 19 points. And, wow. Boy, I tell you what, all three of them really good.
Really good. I mean, I think as we're talking, Riley just got another rebound. That's that's ridiculous right there. But, man, what a special player. And, you know, Drew, it wasn't his scoring night, which is fine, you know, but he gets 8 assists. And, you know, he had a couple just kind of careless turnovers there. You know, he and J2 each had one back-to-back that we weren't thrilled about. So those should have been a couple more assists for our guys, but you know, everybody contributing, giving us some huge minutes. And I got to shout out my two big guys. You know, we were not thrilled with Deontay and Zach there in the first half because they're big, they're physical, and other teams in this league, especially Tech, they're going to try to play small and mismatch you and want you to play small against them. But we like to play big. We got big guys, we want to play with them. And this is the first half, they were not doing a good job playing out on the perimeter, being on to off. They just wanted to get down there and play in the post, and that's just not the type of game it was. Second half, they adjusted, and they impacted the game on both sides of the ball, and that was a big difference in the second half for us.
And you attacked the glass, not just rebounding, but you attacked the inside offensively a lot more aggressively, I thought, in the second half.
Yeah, we posted the ball. We got it in there, got Riley some great touches. You know, Zach and Deontay got on that offensive glass. I mean, you get 18 offensive rebounds on 33 missed shots. I'm not a math major, but I do believe that's over 50%, right? So that we'll take that. You know, we're tops in the country in offensive rebounding. We didn't do a great job of it against SEMO the other night. We only got 7. Part of that was we were playing with the lead, and we didn't want to send as many of the guys to the glass and let them get play in transition, but we certainly made up for that number here tonight.
One thing I really love, and we've not really ever talked about this, I think, and maybe we have from time to time, but it's been a while, is how excited your guys on the bench get when something happens on the floor that's really good.
They do. You know what? And that's a mark of a great team, right? You know, our bench is notorious. We've been proud of it for a number of years. It's a big part of our culture. And our identity, and you know, it's everybody. It's guys that don't play much. It's guys that don't play at all. It's guys that play a lot, and then maybe they're in foul trouble or they need a break, and they're over there. But the other part of that too is it translates, right? That energy is contagious, but it keeps everybody engaged so that they're paying attention to, you know, hey, we just ran this play. This is how they guard it. This is what was available. Let's do a better job. So you're not having any let up when you sub in guys. And so that's just a credit to the maturity and the character of all these guys.
And now you get to start your OVC road swing, your OVC road games on the schedule. You go to Eastern Illinois on Thursday, then...
No, we're home on Saturday, Chuck. Don't forget.
Don't jump ahead. Well, you've got a good Tennessee State on Saturday.
We do, yeah. Good Tennessee really State good team. Extremely talented. They got a quality big man inside. And, you know, I've watched them a little bit. Obviously, they played, you know, some of the teams, and we were able to see them last week just a little bit. But I'll really lock in tomorrow, and Coach Burke's going to have that scout. And he'll have me ready, and together we'll have the guys ready tomorrow.
And they're always very athletic and very talented, and they can make your afternoons or evenings, depending on when you play, pretty tough.
Yeah, without question. We got to come hooked up, and it's going to be a really, really talented bunch that can make some tough shots. And, you know, we got to come ready to do what we do best.
Well, thanks for a fun second half. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Preston Spradlin, our Morehead State basketball coach. His team wins tonight at home over Tennessee Tech, 82-57. We'll come back with the final segment of our post-game report here in a couple of minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State wins it, 82-57 over Tennessee Tech. Eagles now are 11-4, 2-0 in the OVC. Time to name our MSU player of the game. And without a doubt, it has to be graduate student forward Riley Minix, the native of Vero Beach, Florida. His seventh double-double of the season, 17 points, 19 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. But a lot of heroes tonight for this Morehead State basketball team in this win over Tennessee Tech. But Riley Minix is our MSU player of the game. I want to point out earlier tonight the MSU women fell to Tech by a score of 79-56. Taking a look at the men's scoreboard as I bring up all that. Well, if it wants to cooperate with me.
It doesn't.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's like it doesn't want to cooperate.
Yeah, it doesn't want to cooperate.
Here we go. Halftime score, Little Rock at home on top of SIU Edwardsville, 39-30. Southern Indiana leads Tennessee State at the half, 40-33. That game is being played at Southern Indiana. Western Illinois hosting Southeast Missouri and leading early in the second half, 36-28. And the other game at UT Martin, Martin leads over Eastern Illinois with a minute to go in the first half, 38-34. Again, the final here, 82-57. Morehead State beats Tennessee Tech. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball coming up on Saturday, the MSU women and men, a doubleheader in OVC action against Tennessee State. The women's game starting at 1 o'clock. Tom Lewis and the pregame show starting at 12:45. The men's game at 3 o'clock, at least it's scheduled for that. And Jason Blanton will be filling in for me. And he'll have the pregame show 15 minutes before tip in that one. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and also my broadcast partner tonight, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz. Final score from Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. Morehead State, 82. Tennessee Tech, 57. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.